Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. We're having a little technical difficulty here with Maya Moon. I can't hear her. Sometimes I can, so we'll wait for her to come back. She's tried it twice already. So anyways, it's good to be back. Of course, we missed 2 weeks. It was Labor Day, and then, you know, I was involved in a hurricane. I was, but I wasn't. I'm okay. My house didn't get damaged. Just a lot of, you know, rubble around the house and all that kind of stuff. But and I had a notice put on. I put the notice on the site to let everybody know I was okay. But tonight it's about star seeds. We're going to discuss where are you from. And I went to the site, and I printed, there must be at least 20 points to describe a star seed. And Maya and I were talking before I went on the air, and she said if I had to describe anyone and know that it was anyone, it would be me. And I looked at all these points, and it's true. I mean, a lot of them hit right on me. I mean, it's unreal. I never even realized it. But I'm going to check in our room right now and kind of do a little, hope everybody's okay, had a nice weekend. And like I said, we missed the wrath of the hurricane. There's another one, Maria, but it looks like it's going to stay more north into the Atlantic. So I have a lot of people that do these, they're called grids, and they'll keep this away. And Stars JC had a bunch of her friends, and they all put a block on it, and I mean, we were just fortunate in this area that we walked. Everybody walked away, and not like some of those that I, oh gosh, it just made me cry to see all that's going on down in the deep south, like Miami, and way down there, and in the Keys, and all of that. I just, you know me, I talk to God every day, and I'll say, you know, this is kind of ridiculous. You really don't have to do this at all. It's not necessary. I know it's just the elements, and I don't know. I like to talk to him anyways, even if it's something that's not going to be very nice to him, but I talk anyways. So anyway, starseed, I'm going to give you a little rundown. Starseed, evolved being from another planet, star system, or galaxy whose specific mission is to assist the Earth and its people off to a new age of light and reason. Sound like science fiction? But wait, it's probably not. Have you ever felt you didn't belong to this world? I have felt that many times. I just know that I'm different than everybody else. I watch carefully and I see. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, from another galaxy, but whatever. It says, or maybe you have had dreams, experiences, or just feelings that seem to come from something or somewhere other than Earth. Yes, I can answer that to yes. We know in spirituality anything and everything is possible, and there's a plethora of information on starseed children and many now adults, and you want to know, is this real? Well, I always usually end the show with believe in things you cannot see. That's, and it's difficult sometimes. The other thing is that this topic can be very provocative because people will say, oh, yeah, really, Natalie? Really? Really? And I'm going to go look and see again in the chat room. I don't see anybody in there yet. And I don't see Maya Moon, but you know she's going to have a world of information to tell us. So I'm going to give you a little bit about Stars Psychics. That's Stars with a Z, psychics.com. Go there. We have a great special for first-time clients. It's 15 plus 5 minutes added on for $22.50, which is a great rate. And, you know, the part about stars, and this is good that I get to talk about it, part about stars is that it's unique from all the other sites out there. You get my personal touch. You have an issue, you contact Natalie. I handle it. It doesn't go to a team of people. It comes to me. And I had this most awesome webmaster named Tony. I've been with him, I think we're going on 9 years, if I'm not mistaken. And he's just top drawer. And we brainstorm, and, you know, I'll give him things, and I tell him to whirl with it. You know, kind of put it in your head, Tony, and see if you can come up with something. And sure enough, he'll get an idea. That's how I spark him into moving into something or on something, the idea that I've had. I also have a magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. That comes out once a month. Everybody's welcome to send all of their poetry, excerpts, articles. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be metaphysical. It can be anything. You send it to starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com, and I will get it and write you back, and I'll ask for an image and any credits you want me to use. That magazine has been going on since 1999. The hub of all of this is called planetstars.com. That was my very first site. And this is kind of to give everybody a little rundown about how this all began, and that was in 1998. So I've been around longer than all the other sites, but I didn't have a site that was geared to chat readings. And, you know, we just did, you would sign up for a reading, and it would go through me, and I would put it through the gateway. It's totally different now. I didn't have what the other sites have. So they've got a few years on me, basically. But we're doing very well. I'm very, very proud of it. What's coming up? Well, we're going to have the ability for the client to use their phones to connect with the advisor. I like to call them advisors. You know, years ago, psychics, quote unquote, got a bad rap with some of the things that were, you know, oh, they're fake. They're just trying to get your money. They keep you on the phone. This is nothing like that. You sign up for an account. You purchase your minutes. As soon as you enter the chat, as soon as the advisor starts typing, that's when the timer goes off, so you don't lose any minutes. And sometimes there are mistakes, sometimes something happens, and all you do is contact us. Natalie, I lost a couple of minutes and something happened, and in most instances I will return those minutes back to you. I don't quibble about a few minutes, and I don't get upset. I deal with a lot of people. And I'm very much a people person, and I don't know where Maya Moon is, so bear with me here, and let me see if she maybe sent me an email here. I don't know why she's not on, but I would have thought, I don't know here. We might not have a show tonight. It doesn't seem that she's having difficulty calling me back, so I don't know. Just bear with me one more minute. I'm going to send her a quick text and ask her, do you want to just do this next week? Because we were already into, well, we're almost 10 after, but I can always extend the time on it. Let me see here. Because you really need this at the beginning. And I can't even call her because I'm on the phone with this. But I don't really know what's going on. Okay, let's wait to hear from her. Anyway, so that's about the gist of about myself. I'm the owner. I'm the CEO. The buck stops with me, you could say. It doesn't go any further. I make all the decisions about the site. Tony does all the website stuff. He makes all those decisions. But I must say, and I would advise anybody thinking of doing a site, maybe not as big as mine, but a site, takes a lot of effort. It takes love. You have to love what you do. If you don't, it's not going to work because you'll lose interest. You'll get tired of it. I mean, look how long I've been doing this. Stars, I created that name. I got the domain in 1999. And the reason I got it is because that webmaster I had then liked the prefix STARZ. And I was Starscast. He just thought that was the coolest thing. So we grabbed up everything that began with STARZ. And I came up with Star Psychics. I also own starspsychic.com without the S, but I didn't think that'd be appropriate if I was going to have a lot of people on it. So I still own it, but it's not a working platform at all. Other than that, I'm going to go back into the room here. We're just chatting along here, aren't we? I don't even know if anybody's listening to me. I hope so. Somebody will be listening. I haven't heard from anybody back here, but in a minute I'm going to make a corporate decision here and not run this because we're missing out way too much. Oh, here she is. Hold the fort here. Hold the fort. There you are. I've been talking away, trying to keep everybody interested. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What do you think happened? That's weird.
I don't know. My phone has been acting up a little bit. I don't know. I'm going to blame everything on Chicago.
Blame everything on what?
Chicago.
Oh. Okay, all right, yes. Anyways, I've been explaining everything to people about star seeds and going through some of these things and talking about stars and Mystic Living Today. I've been talking nonstop for 10 minutes. That's not hard to believe, is it? Anyways, let's begin with this. They do know what a star seed is. I went through that little thing, and Maybe you want to take it over and give your take on it.
Is there a guest online or is it another host, an expert from STARS?
No, just me and you are on.
Okay, so I'm just kind of giving an overall view.
Yes.
Okay.
You just take it as you do. You always do such a fine job. I already did my thing, so yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks, Natalie. Okay, so this is Maya having some phone issues along with, I think I'm having my own personal Mercury in retro over here. It seems like it's not going to leave me alone. It's going to continue to shake me up and shake me around. So hopefully that settles. Although some things have settled. So anyways, getting to this topic. For some of us, we've felt this way, and some of us really don't have a clue what it means. And it's not negative or positive. It's just different if you feel that way. My beliefs are, and again, my beliefs are based on a series of teachings, guidance, mentorship, book learning, if you will, experience with clients. Just a lot of different learnings, theological learnings, esoteric learnings that have brought me to a place where I can comfortably state that this, you know, resonates very well with me, and therefore I've decided that this is my most dominant belief in all the various belief systems. And one thing I always like to point out about spiritualism or spirituality is there is no right or wrong. That's what is so appealing and so nurturing to it and makes it such a amazing subject is because we don't have to all see, for example, religion. I do believe that we all have to have some type of faith, perhaps in a higher or darker, or I should say deeper power, maybe not necessarily darker, but actually lighter, but a more, you know, powerful power, more powerful energy. But we don't have to use a certain term. We don't have to call that God. Some of us, I personally do, but it's not necessary that we do so. And for some, that's goddess. And some people, it's a variety of names to
I'm losing you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but I was losing you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, to me, that all-encompassing point would be God, and that would be the highest of the high. But that doesn't mean that he's involved in our everyday lives. Just like if you worked at any company, you could imagine that your boss isn't going to be involved in everyday decision. So you're going to have people under you that are going to be given responsibilities. It's going to be doled out. So there's going to be, you know, kind of a hierarchy, if you will. And so I believe that's based on where we are in our energy, maybe how many lives we've lived, so on and so forth. But now then you start to getting away from past lives and into the lives themselves, we start to think about, okay, so am I from this world? Because there's a lot of people that have nothing, absolutely nothing to gain. In fact, keeping it secret seems to be more to their benefit than bringing it into the light. And that's to talk about a life that was not here on Earth, or that's probably mixed. Like, if you look at races, which I don't really personally notice a big difference. I mean, many of us can see a difference. And some of us still, you know, have some old dues or whatever. Those dues, we're entitled to have them. But so if you look at it that way, then you can say, okay, well, we know that, you know, such and such, this person is a little different. They think differently. They see things differently. They captivate us sometimes. And, you know, we always tend to be humans, I feel, we tend to be afraid of what we don't truly understand. And fear is certainly one of those, just like we talked about going through a home where, you know, we saw things that we weren't prepared for, or we heard, you know, noises, or someone brought up I think it was a car that they had drove in, and there was always some kind of spooky type of noise that accompanied the ride, and that always gave off an energy, which energy is just basically a feeling that is perceived and as a certain way. So I don't know what you want to add to that, Natalie, if you agree.
Well, I talked an awful lot. I mean, I printed off this. I went to the site, and it gives all these things. And before, you know, you had some phone issues. We were talking about some things with me, and a lot of people probably will fit into some of these things. I fit into a lot of them. Not to say that I'm from some other planet. I think, and you and I have discussed, because of my childhood, I think I was placed with my parents. Yeah, my mother had me, but I was placed, if you understand. It wasn't the Immaculate Conception that I know of, anyways. I don't know. I don't know it wasn't. But I was placed with them. And, you know, if I were to read some of these things, you would feel some of them too, Maya. I think there's quite a few of us, some maybe more so than others. And I don't know, is there a hierarchy with star seeds or at all?
I believe that there is, yes.
Okay,
I believe that the more genetics come from a star seed or from another planetary being, the higher we are in that realm. And so
okay,
the more we evolve to, you know,
yeah, and I have to add, too, I got something from Stars Amina. You know, she gets a reminder about the shows, and she sent this back. She says, what an appropriate topic for you, in caps, Natalie, laughing out loud. So for some reason, she applied this to me.
Okay.
Yeah. She says, it's the appropriate topic for you, Natalie, with a heart at the end. And so that, I mean, she knows me, but she doesn't know me as well as you do. But
right.
Some of these things, I mean, you could go to the site, and all you have to do is look up Starseed, and you'll find there's like 25 different things that could apply. Not all of them will apply to you, but I don't know about the hierarchy. I don't know if there is, like, you know, a top realm, and then you go down to the next one and the next one, and then I don't know that there is. I haven't delved into it enough. But some of the things, most of the things apply. Some of them don't apply. But for me, and if I read them to you, they would apply to you as well. So I'm wondering if a lot of spiritual people, I mean, truly the spiritual ones, not the ones that say, oh, I am. No, you got to walk the talk. You know what I'm saying? You got to walk it. You got to be it. You know what I'm saying? You cannot just say, oh, I am. Well, really, are you? My neighbor next door. He's telling me I'm an angel. Well, I don't walk around with wings. We laugh at it. I said, oh, come on, Diane. She said, really? She says, a lot of people know you're different. Oh, well. I don't know. Maybe I am, but I never realized myself to be that way. But anyways, there are some things here that apply to me and probably to you and probably to those that are listening. And it's really unique that you really need to understand what they are. You know, they are very spiritual beings. Some of them have had psychic experiences or paranormal. I can go through some of these. Maybe you've seen a ghost, heard others' thoughts. Well, we know what I saw. You are on a mission. You feel you have a mission to fulfill. You are super. You have empathy. It's like there's no limit to it. It's really, really strong. Your dreams are vivid. Others are often wary of you or feel uncomfortable in your presence. People instinctively know that you are different. You may even feel isolated within your own family. I do. Oh, yes, I can apply to that. You don't have a lot of friends. Well, I have a few friends. But even in school, I didn't have a lot of friends. I had a little core of people, like maybe there were three of us, me and two others, and that was it. There's just a lot of, I'll have to send this to you. You're going to check off. Yep. But, so there's a lot of things that it covers that you, need to recognize that you could actually be a star seed. And, you know, we could say it's a STARZ seed, but really it's not. It's STARSEED. But it's amazing. You really would have to see it. I don't really want to read everything, but for myself, and I didn't realize this until I got older, of what I was not, how I was not treated as a very little girl. It wasn't bad. It was just not like most little girls should be treated. It was kind of like I was an extension of something, but I never knew what. I mean, I was there. I mean, you know, just the fact that my parents, they parented me, and they gave me a home and clothes and food, but they didn't do the other things that were necessary when to have a child grow up. I mean, and I'm not weird. I just, you know, I find I can be alone, and I was alone a lot, as Maya and I have discussed, when I was a little girl, but I find being alone now is kind of strange. Sometimes it really bothers me. And I think it's because of the way of the world, and there's so much I feel that I can do, but I can't. I'm kind of restrained. And sometimes it really bothers me to be alone. And you would think, oh, Natalie, you should be used to it. But you don't get used to it. You really, really don't. Something happens, and I don't, but yet... I mean, like, this afternoon was not real good. But then all of a sudden, I sat down in my chair and I was good to go. I don't know what happens to me. I don't say a prayer. I don't ask for help. It just happens. It's almost like something saying, okay, let's get her out of this. This is not conducive to what she needs to do so that we can, we can have her do a good job. I don't know if that happens to you. Does that happen to you, Christy? Oh, Maya, I should call you Maya Moon. But does that happen to you?
As far as what?
Well, you get in a mode, and then it doesn't make you feel really good, and then all of a sudden you can walk away. It's like when I get up from the couch and walk into my office, and I sit down in my chair, And that's all gone. I didn't even realize that I was having a bad time.
Yeah. Yes, as far as that goes, I see what you mean. So do I kind of get a second chance to revisit like a potential for a change or potential for
yes.
doing something over, changing the outcome slightly, and not necessarily good or bad. Oh, you know, we fall in love and we get married, or we let go and we never get married at all. But maybe it's something in between. We are just able to, you know, walk away with acceptance of the situation.
Right.
And, you know, peace and grace, which I think is so important, that we, no matter how
right.
things could end, how they end between us and someone else, whether this is a best friend guy or a best friend girl, that we're able to walk away, leave, get tan, have a great tan, of course. We have to add all those little side dishes, but have a great tan and be tan and look the part, and then
right.
you know, we've already practiced, we've already done our homework and fixed that out, and then we have the time. Yeah, so one of the girls is already, I'm envisioning her, she's already got her little outfit out, and she's happy as a lark, so she's got her outfit on, ready to go, and I'm getting my on. So we're all having a second chance to go back. But I believe that that happens a lot more than we even really allow it to. And the whole point of it is not, we have to sometimes work on changing, what is this about? What am I here for? What have I been brought here for? What is the
right.
purpose of this visit? Because we may only have a week or two or less. And, you know, we only have, like, your friend that had a few, you know, few days. It may not be about love or remending or rebuilding fences or anything of the kind. It may simply be about just rebuilding a situation so that it can be walked away from and both persons feel are able to feel that they handled themselves as a lady and or a gentleman, and that they were, you know, walking away from something, that they turned around, and they can turn around as easily and as soft and as without that. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but without that.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. And it actually applies to some of these little points that I printed out, that, you know, you, first of all, you know, the last one that I printed was, is you have very few friends, but those who are seem to understand you without the need of explanation. You know, and you said something about, it says here to avoid large, you avoid large crowds and find it hard to handle people in large doses. I'm like that, exactly. And it's because
yeah.
I'm an empath. And I think when you're an empath like we are, you know, I think you get all this energy. And I can relate this to just before the hurricane came to the South Carolina area, I made the mistake of having the weather on constantly. So I'm sitting there watching this, mm-hmm. and I'm just getting more and more upset. And after the fact, I was still upset. And I was talking to my son, and he said, well, what do you think's wrong? I said, well, I think I was feeling all the energy from all over, from Houston,
yeah.
from the islands, from mm-hmm. other countries, all hitting me at one time, and I was feeling all of them and feeling very helpless because I couldn't do a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people, I think a lot of people are like that, but you can be exceptional like I am. I mean, and I can do it, and I don't even think about it. I have to think about it, though. So now what I'm doing, because of this other storm kind of in our area, but I don't think it's going to come our way, I'm not watching TV. Just not going to watch the weather.
That's probably good.
Well, it is good. And I realized that after the fact, you know, and then you see all this devastation and you can't do anything about it. I mean, and it bothers me. It probably bothers a lot of people, but to me it's different. It's just totally different. And
right.
Just by the fact that the way I was raised and I've thought about it and you and I have talked about it, I just think I was placed with my parents, and because of the fact of not having friends, I had some friends, if you wanted to call them friends. They chose to spend time with me when they felt like it. I was alone, and I had no help at home with homework. I can only imagine what I could have done had I had a helping hand kind of guiding. I had nothing. Nobody told me nothing. I did. I probably floundered a lot on my own. I mean, I passed, but I could have passed with flying colors. You know what I'm saying, Maya? I didn't have the direction. Who knows what I would have done? I mean, I'm doing what I love to do, and obviously there was a purpose in that. And you have to believe that you are directed to what you're doing, and there's a reason you're doing it. But I will tell you this too: if it's not one time, it's twice, three times every day. I'll ask God, what are you saving me for? What is my purpose? What do you want me to do? Because I feel that there is yet something that I will be doing. And as far as medically, I told you what my cardiologist, he said, it's not genetics with you. I don't know what it is with you. Why? You look 20 years younger than you are. You have no plaque in your body anywhere. Your heart is really good. Everything is really good. So that's when I'll come home and say, okay, God, what do you got planned for me? There must be something. But maybe there really isn't anything. But I think there is. But say, for example, there isn't. There isn't anything more, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, I will just keep doing this and helping to guide people to all my beautiful people on the site, and that's what I do. That's what I do well, because I hired them, I know them, I adore all of them, I love them very, very much, and I think that's to benefit a site like Stars, where on the other sites, they hire you, they put you on, and that's it. You're good to go. And my site is not that big as far as advisors. You know that, Maya. I think I have like 60 or so. I had 150 at one time, but it wasn't the right time to do all of that, and I haven't hired anybody in a long, long time. And they would have to put in some good resume for me to hire them. I am looking for certain things. You know, I want them to be an asset to the site. I want them to bring something to the site, not just sit there and be an advisor and answer the bell. Like you bring something to the site, Maya. Candy brings something to the site. Many of them there bring something to the site because they're all, I mean, I just love all of them, and I just don't want to just have numbers. Some sites just like numbers, and that's not what I'm about. So I guess maybe that's part of my purpose is to, you know, I have probably 1,400 applications. I write to them if they ask me how come I haven't gotten an interview. But I'm looking for certain types, I guess. I don't tell them that. I want them to bring something to the site that's going to make it better, not just a body like in an office. This is not an office. It's something that has developed over time, and you've been with me. The site was just 6 years old on September 12th, and you've been with me since the very beginning of it all. That's a long time. And so I don't know, and I think, do you feel that you are a starseed also? Maya. Oh, I lost her again. You know what it probably is? I'm talking too much. I don't know what it is. I don't know. We're having an issue tonight. That is for sure. So I don't really know what to do here.
I mean, it's almost, What time is
it? Oh, you did hear me. Okay, I didn't think you heard me. Okay.
Oh, no, I heard you. Just go ahead and keep talking. We were all maybe like me. We were just enthralled with what you were talking about.
Oh, listening
about
to you, what I have to say, right? Oh, yeah, I've always got a lot to say here. Like I said, I talked 10 minutes in the beginning, never stopped. But I'm sure people often wonder, you know, what is my purpose? What, you know, what are you supposed to be doing? And a lot of the answers are you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But there are some of us that feel that we can do more. And that's kind of how I am right at this point. I want to expand what I'm doing, you know, and that kind of thing on Stars. Stars is my baby, you know, and I take good care of it and I nurture it and make sure that everything is running right. If it's not, you know, I pick up the phone and call Tony, but that's my job. But do you think you feel that you are also a Stars seed, Maya?
A star seed?
Yes.
No, I don't.
You don't?
Actually,
why? No?
No, I actually don't. And I get asked that quite often, actually, if I've ever been told or if I've ever been asked or if I've ever felt it. Occasionally I'll get little symbolisms, symbols, valuables, but I don't think that they're worthy enough. Because if you're spiritual, we do quite a few things, you know, quite a few spiritual things that it's difficult to know exactly what they are, who they may be
right.
from, and, you know, what their purpose is here on Earth. And unless we have
right.
someone, like I said, that's sending us notes, oh, the package you received today is this and this and this, and we want you to do X and X and X with it. I mean, it can be a bit of a puzzle, and I don't think we generally get fixed up, but I think it's pretty self-exploratory. But I do believe that maybe I should say that I'm more of the exception rather than the rule. That most people in my situation, you know, would say they would consider themselves more if they lived the life that I lived and experienced the things that I experienced, that they would consider themselves to be a star seed. And, you know, along with that, which is why you made it a two-part series, is because along with that, we have so many different, you know, I mean, there's just so many different cues. I mean, so many different animations, developmental personality traits.
Well, now, one of the things is, do you avoid large crowds? You, yourself.
I do, yes.
I do also.
Yeah.
I have another thing I can tell you. Yesterday, we usually go to Kroger's for groceries, okay? Which is, you know, everything. I've been going there. I could probably walk the aisles with my eyes closed. Okay, so we decided to go over to Walmart in their grocery section. I stood there and I was so disoriented. I didn't like being there at all. The aisles were real. I mean, I could tell them exactly what's wrong with the place. It was too big. The aisles were too long. I mean, I walked up and down and couldn't find just the simplest of things that I usually get. And I was taking my time, but, you know, I said to my son, he said, "Mom, what's wrong?" And I said, "I don't like being in this store. I don't like being in this section. If you go in there to buy clothes, okay, you're in the clothes section. It's not this mammoth, I don't know how many square feet. It's huge. But
right.
I think it's because
exactly.
I'm used to going to a smaller store, and I've been going there for years, and I know the stuff that there was stuff that we didn't get. Of course, their power went out a couple of days ago, but still, that was one instance, and I haven't been in a huge place like that in a very, very long time. So I forgot what it felt like. And we decided that we're just going to go there to get our fruit, but then we're going to get everything else back at Kroger. Because I even said to this lady, I said, do you feel kind of lost? She says, oh, my. She says, we're talking about that. She says, I don't know whether I want to come here a regular. She said, because I can't find anything that I want. See, you get oriented to, you get so used to these smaller places, and then you're dropped off into this. But it was uncomfortable for me, I can tell you that right now. If my son said, let's go, I would have walked right out. I left the stuff in the cart. I just wanted to get out of there, and I was so relieved when I walked out that door. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the size of it. Maybe it was the energy that I was picking up with the people there, but I knew that I shouldn't stay there, and I did. You know, we ended it quickly. We did not get, you know, what we wanted, and they were out of stuff and all that. And he looked at me. He says, well, he says, that was a bust. And I said, not really. I said, it showed us what they have and what they don't have. And what we need and what we don't need. He put his arms around me. He says, and my mother doesn't need to go in a place like that. We were laughing. I said, well, I mean, usually I like new things. I like to wander around. But this just drove me. It just bugged me. And I will not go back there again. I'll go into their produce, and that's it. And we're going to walk right out. But anything else, the store is really nice. But that was just one example of being in something that's not comfortable when one of the little points is you avoid large crowds. It's even friends. People are overwhelming, and their emotions and actions seem chaotic. Maybe that's what I was feeling. People were like, they were all out of sorts like me. They didn't know where to go, what to do. And I mean, they had signs and all that, but I don't know if you've ever been in a place like that. I like Walmart, but I liked it when they didn't have a grocery section.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like just your world. I mean, it sounds silly to say about a grocery store, but it does feel that something very defined has been taken away from your world and gone and coming back. And especially on the stupid phone line, you know, I feel like...
Yeah, well... And I think we need to recognize when something like that happens, don't do it again. You won't catch me going over there. I mean, I saw some really neat clothes, and I almost thought to myself, oh, I wish I was here for these rather than going over to there. Maybe it was the whole atmosphere was so cold and not friendly. And I found a lot of things wrong with it. I was saying to this lady, I said, well, if they'd like to talk to me, I'll tell them exactly what's wrong with this part of the store. I can tell you right away. And she looked at me, she says, you know, I'm almost getting the feeling you are. And I said, well, there's a big, huge counter where they sell the cheese. You can get your sliced cheese. There was nobody there. Now, that's a no-no. That store manager needs to be talking to. I need to talk to that person because that is a no-no. You're not going to sell anything if nobody's behind that counter ever. And that gives a bad rap for that part of it. But anyways, that's one thing that I noticed, and I was thinking of that when you were talking, that if you start to look at all the things that you do on a daily basis or what you don't do, I had difficulty being around people right after my husband passed away. Like that next year, I would like follow my friends around. You know, if they were browsing, I wouldn't browse. I would just stand beside them. It was weird. I mean, they must have thought I was nuts, but they didn't. They didn't. I thought I was weird. But I got through that, and it took me about 3 or 4 years. Right now it's 5 years, and I think I'm in my own right now. I think I've got pretty much a hold of who I am and what I am, but it took me a really long, long time. But there are people listening or who will listen that are star seeds, and there's a lot of things that will describe if it applies to you. Now, there are some things that may not apply. It doesn't say that you have to be all of these things. You don't. That doesn't work that way. But for myself, I am a lot of these things. And it's kind of unreal. I have the ability to emotionally or spiritually grow much faster than those around me. My sense of morality keeps me grounded, even when presented with emotions that are difficult for others to handle. I am really good with things like that. I really, really am. What is Candy's asking me something? She's not really on the site. She said, describe the things. Well, that's one of the things that, two of the things right there. You are interested in spirituality, but see the divine beyond books and religion. Yes, I do. You may not be able to put it into words, but you have a deep understanding that spirituality has always been an intrinsic part of you. Yes. Yes. I grew up, I mean, I'm using myself as an example. I don't know, Maya, if you can apply it. You probably can apply to some of this, too. I don't know, but this might not apply it to me. It says, from a young age, you question the way of society and still feel perplexed as to how others don't see its mistakes. Oh, yeah, I do now. I don't know if when I was a really young girl, but I don't know. I wasn't exposed to all of that. You have to remember, I didn't get the experience of a lot of people around me at that time. And, you know, my girlfriend that passed a year ago yesterday, as a matter of fact, she told me, I said to her, you know, I wish I was doing what I'm doing now back in high school. I would have gotten really good grades. She says, you know why? And I said, no. She says, because nothing interested you. You didn't care about that stuff. That's why you didn't get good grades. I mean, I passed. You know, I mean, she would get A's in shorthand. You know what I got A's in? Business machines. I love to figure out how things work. You know, they had the old bookkeeping machines and all that. Oh, my God, I was in my glory doing all that stuff. And I took a shop class and did really good in woodworking. Imagine that. But that's true. So I think the sooner you recognize that you might be a part of this, that this might apply to you, the better off you're going to be. And I think I said something when I first started the show, when you were having your trouble with your phone. I said, you know, that's why I always say believe in things that you cannot see. I'm waiting for my granddaughter to ask me some questions, and I'm going to have a good answer for her. Because she'll say, well, Graham, do you believe in that? I said, nobody's proven me wrong. So, yes, I do. And I stood firm with a lot of it. What?
You can't deny it either.
No. No, that's, you know, and I kind of want her to feel that way. Because, you know, there are people who say, oh, that's not true. That's not right. Well, prove it to me. Let me see. I want to see how wrong it is. I've always been like that, you know. But, yeah, I was amazed at some of these points and things that were listed. Let's see if I your dreams are vivid and exceptional. Yes, yes. Well, we know sometimes people are uncomfortable in my presence. I'm applying this to you that you might have something to say about it, Maya, because this is just exactly what was from this place that the Ascension, it's called, something like that. You and I have both had psychic experiences and paranormal. You have had paranormal. I've had a doozy of an experience. I've not seen a ghost. You have, though, right, Maya?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. The physical limitations of your body often frustrate you? Not really.
I believe that that is part of the package. So I believe that although I kind of made a trade-off, maybe again, I don't think we fully understand it, that was the trade-off and that at some point I was aware that I was going to give something off. That, I mean, I hate to, you know, use these cliches and make it
cliches
look like.
Cliches are good.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, Natalie, because I actually like them a great deal.
I do, too.
Because
there's a meaning to them. Sometimes there's several meanings to them.
We remember those. So they have meaning to our lives and our wishes. And so people are, you know, they're not going to not recall or remember, at least to some degree. We might have to say a word or two. And they're like, oh, my goodness, I remember that. But
yeah.
I remember a lot of those with learning about, you know, cops and athletics and police officers and, you know, making comparisons and strict regulations.
If you go seeking, you can go seeking and you can see all of these little, you know, they give like little bullets, they're called, you know, little points to show you if you are part of that. And I think if you can do like 70 or 80%, that's what you are. I printed this out and I'm reading it, you know, and I'm reading it out loud and I said, no, that can't be really, you know, and then I get this thing from Stars Amina telling me the show's about you. How funny is that? That's unreal.
Hilarious.
Yeah, what an appropriate topic for you in caps, she put, Natalie. You. So I guess if you talk to people, I mean, I never knew she felt that way about me. She thought that way of me, I should say, not felt that way, but thought of me in that regard. I had no idea. I mean, I do know that sometimes, and this is the talent that's sitting on the site, you know, and sometimes they do things like this, and I didn't even know that they could do this, but this is really a great topic, and I think it's 8:51, but I think next week we'll delve more into this.
Yeah.
You know, and here's one thing. Animals trust you and are naturally drawn to you. Well, I can tell you that about my cat. I mean, that cat, he knows. He knows something's going wrong with my mom. I better go sit by her. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And your dogs, they know you, Maya. Look at that little one. What's her name with her Kozer? What's the tiny one?
Oh, gosh.
I can't think of her name.
They've gotten so big now, I can't even think of their little Kozer.
Yeah, this is the little tiny one that has her little Kozer. Pikachu. It's Pikachu,
okay.
The little tiny one that has to have her little Kozer, and that's what Maya calls. She'll tell me, Natalie, go get your Kozer and sit down and cover yourself up in it. And that's actually your blanket that you really love if you're fond of something, you know. And I have one that I'm very fond of. And, Candy's been looking up some things. She says there are different types of star seeds, you know, a Sirius, Pleiades, Orion, almost like those are some of the stars, galaxies almost, like Vega. There's a lot. Andromeda is one of them also. So there is a lot to explore with star seeds, but I think that's just a basic term. I think there's other things that can fall under it, don't you think, Maya?
I do, yes. I agree
very much. Basically, I went over all the little points, and I, you know, if we do this as a two-parter, next week I'll have more because this is really interesting. Now, I didn't realize, you know, when I first thought of it, I thought, oh, well, I didn't come from another planet, you know, when you think about it. And then I started reading some of this. I mean, I always heard of it, and then I read what you wrote about it that I sent out to all the advisors. And that was posted on Blog Talk Radio, and I thought, yes, I can relate to this. I get it. But you have to really, I mean, you can fall under some of the points, and I think you've got to fall under a lot of them to be considered. I mean, not just one, like say, well, you know, animals love me. I can communicate with them. I think there's more to it than just that. And I don't know if there's levels. I really don't know. But when Maya and I were talking before the show started, she told me that if she had to think of anyone that was, it would be me, Natalie. And I take that as a great compliment coming from you, Maya.
Thank you, Natalie. That's very sweet.
I do. I really do. I think, I never realized that. But anyways, okay. Yeah, and Candy's doing a little bit of look at you. Says each one has their own characteristics, and we will go into that. I think we can do that all next week. And Maya had a reunion over the weekend. Is that correct, Maya?
Say that again.
You had your reunion over the weekend, right?
Not this past weekend, the weekend before.
The weekend before, and it was a good time. I know you told me you had a great time.
I did have a great time. My son was sick while I was gone. I didn't think much of it, and so didn't go to the doctor, excuse me, and waited and put it off too long. And unfortunately, I went on, what was it, Thursday or Friday, and by that time, she's just a nurse assistant. She's not really a physician's assistant. She's not really a doctor. So I went and saw my pulmonologist and, they make sure.
They got you on the road to recovery, right? Well, you just whooped it up too much that weekend. That's all. You just had too much fun.
No, and it's funny because...
I know you did. You told me you had fun. Yes.
I can do some silly things and enjoy us, but I wasn't really that wild. I think it was just too much coming at me at once, and I have to remember something that I do.
You have to remember what
thing.
You do and the fact that you're a sensitive.
Right.
And I wonder how you'll have to talk about that maybe next week, how that, if you've had any effects from it, like if you felt this over, did everybody know what you do for a living? I mean, did you discuss that?
Well, yeah.
I think we'll probably just end this, and then we'll do part two next week. What do you think, right?
Yeah.
Because it looks like there's an awful lot of things to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you want to say your goodbyes, and then I'll say mine, and we'll just kind of wrap it up.
Yeah.
And your voice is raspy. My voice is kind of raspy. Don't ask me why.
Man.
I mean, we've got beautiful weather here. It's in the 90s. I mean, it is in the 90s here. It's like summer. Even though it's, into September, it's still very, very beautiful here. I can't complain, so we have to dodge another bullet. Well, I don't think we're going to have to worry about this one either, so we just have to. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to print out a copy of the United States, and I'm going to do my own grid against the storms. I had this done years ago when I first started Planet Stars. And Jackie, Stars JC, knows a lot of people. I don't know what they do. They put something in a bubble, but I'm going to do my own thing because I have a method that I think is going to work. Oh, 90 seconds. Okay, I guess I better say goodbye. So, Maya, I love you, and we'll carry this on for part two next week. And I want everybody to have a nice week. Be safe, and remember, and I know Maya loves everybody, too. You want to say something, Maya?
Just that I love everybody.
There you go. That's perfect for me. And you have a good week. And remember, believe in things that you cannot see. And that will keep you with an open mind. You'll have this open mind. And you'll just get a lot of beautiful things back in return. You really, really, and do things under grace. That's what I do. Okay, love you, everybody. See you next week. Same time, same station. Bye-bye.
Bye.